This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 40 countries now have soda taxes, along with 7 cities in the U.S. Coke and Pepsi are financing a number of initiatives in places like Oregon and Washington to make it impossible to tax sugary drinks by hiding the purposes by supposedly preventing taxes on food items. Nigerian Army has used Trump's exhortation to consider a rock the same as a rifle to justify firing on a march of 1,000 Islamic Shiite activists who blocked traffic on the outskirts of Abuja, the capital, in a protest. Pacific nation of Palau has become the first country to ban many kinds of sunscreen in a move to protect its coral reefs. Ban goes into effect in 2020. Sunscreen will be confiscated from tourists, and retailers who sell it will be fined up to $1,000. Supreme Court has refused to block a trial at the request of the Trump administration over whether or not a citizenship question can be asked in the census. Controversy over the siting of a new building for the FBI on a suburban campus or in downtown Washington, D.C., a block away from Trump's hotel, is stirring controversy because of its higher cost and Trump's personal involvement in changing the plans, raising the issue of his conflict of interest. In 7 states, Arkansas, Arizona, Alabama, Connecticut, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida, laws explicitly prohibit people who own court debt from voting. In North Carolina, New Mexico, and Wisconsin, in order to vote, people must complete parole or probation, which often requires paying excessive fines and fees. Federal judge who doomed former President Lula Silva's candidacy in the Brazilian election was appointed by the new government as the head of the Justice Ministry. The median pay for a full-time worker in the U.S. is now $893 a week. Private wells serve 43 million people in the U.S., but a sampling from the U.S. Geological Survey has found contamination in 1 of every 5 wells. Federal judges ordered Georgia Secretary of State and gubernatorial candidate to unfreeze the ability of people to vote for this election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.